Good afternoon. You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone. This is the St. Patrick's Day edition of the show on coronavirus here in Petersburg. Preparations being done to get ready and what the status is in the community. We have some people on the phone lines, some people joining us in person. And maybe we'll start with the phone lines first. Petersburg Medical Center, do we have you here? Who's on the line with us?
Yeah, hey, this is Phil Hofstetter, CEO of Petersburg Medical Center. In the room, I have Jennifer Briner, Chief Nursing Officer, and I have Lori Miller, our Emergency Preparedness Coordinator and Director of Lab. And then we have Aaron from Public Health Nursing.
Great. Phil, would you give us the update from your standpoint?
Okay, so a couple of things to update. We have a hotline set up at PMC, and these are to field any questions or even triage. We have a nurse on the line, on the other end of that line, 24/7. And if there's no answer, it should go to a message. The number is 907-772-5788. And we just set that up. And Jennifer, do you want to talk a little bit more about any logistics around that?
Yes, and I just want to make one quick correction. It will not actually go to a message. And so if for any reason that you don't get an answer, please just call right back. So we have the hotline set up. It's routed to staff in the clinic during the clinic hours and then to the nurses after hours. So we will be happy to go through a triage system with you and give advice regarding if you should stay home, if you should call, you should come in, et cetera. So please don't hesitate to use that service.
So those are the kind of calls it should be used for. I imagine you don't want to just talk to people, though, right?
That's right. Please use the hotline for urgent questions for the COVID virus. And we are available 24/7, but unless somebody is really ill or very anxious about worrying about symptoms, and, you know, during the business hours is the best time to call because we also have the medical professionals on site.
Okay, great.
And then just a couple of more things. We had a health fair blood draw. Results are in. We are going to mail those out today. And then we also have them on the patient portal so patients can access that information as well. We have a couple of things we are working on for non-emergent patients and follow-up patients related to telephone calls in our clinic. So if you had an appointment, the doctors are reviewing some of those and seeing if they can handle those by phone call and or telehealth. We are looking at setting up some of our distance video conferencing system so that we can have capability with our therapists, our OT, PT, and speech, as well as some of our clinics. So those are a little bit more on a strategy session now, but we are looking forward to setting those rooms up. We also have installed some physical barriers. If you go into the clinic, you'll see we have a glass partition at the reception area just to offer a little more of a barrier in our with our staff and the waiting room. So those are the highlights from the PMC side. I'm looking to Lori and Jennifer if I missed anything. And they're nodding their
okay.
Heads.
Okay, Phil.
They're shaking their heads. Sorry.
Phil, have you done more testing of possible cases in the community, or do you have any results back?
We're pending results right now. We don't have results back, and I don't believe we've sent any more out at this time. Yeah.
Okay. All right. We're going to go around the horn. Keep on the line, if you would, please. We might have some other follow-up questions, though. We do have here in the studio with me Superintendent Erica Clute Painter from the school district. Erica, hi again.
Hi, Joe.
Welcome back. And what's the update from the school district?
So the latest from the school district, we just spent about an hour and a half on another teleconference this morning with the Commissioner of Education and other superintendents around the state, other people who are kind of dealing with the distance questions and all of those things. As things evolve, there's still been no change to the closure recommendation, the health mandate that was put down that has us closed down here for this week, which we already were for spring break, but then extending spring break by 1 week. That's still in place and in effect. We are preparing to be potentially delivering distance. That is our goal for next week. That is the work we will be doing. We do have an admin team working this week in preparation for that. It is changing by the hour. Spent some time with the superintendent from Fairbanks, who, as was discussed, I think, earlier on this newscast, that there were two cases there. As she said, it does change the tenor of conversations in a community when you have a positive case, even though we all know it's coming and we're all preparing and expecting it. She said it definitely does kind of ramp things up a little bit as far as your preparations and numbers of people in rooms and, you know, how all that looks and trying to still remain calm and following guidance, but knowing that it does change that. I guess one reminder I would just put out there for students and their families, and also for all of our college kids coming home, that the social distancing recommendations really are serious. I guess I just would remind people of that. We're out of school for that reason, but also we're asking, you know, this is just me sort of as a parent, community member, and educator saying, yeah, it's a great to come home and all those things. We understand that, but really would encourage people to figure out some creative ways to have that social distancing. Really an opportunity for our introverts out there in the world who have some great social media options and ways to communicate with each other. Let's share those instead of large group gatherings. So we're kind of revamping some ideas for staff coming back next week as well. It actually changes for us. We have, you know, 45 plus teachers and multiple classified staff. We really shouldn't have 50 people roaming around the schools next week either. So we're revamping our thoughts around that as well. So stay tuned. That's for staff out there listening as well. It's changing by the hour. We're keeping everybody up to date. Get outside in this beautiful weather. Keep 6 feet between you. Get on your bikes. Go for a walk.
And how about meals for next week? Is that still the plan?
Yep. Okay. Just spent some time with Kurt Birchall, and he's our First Dakin Services. They're our bus contract, and they're, of course, all on board with just, you know, we're talking through some logistics for what that might look like and working with our food service crew and coming up with a plan for on-site pickup that will probably be out of the Stedman Elementary School. We'll have some protocols over there. And then we're looking at multiple drop-off locations around town, trying to make them accessible for large groups of kids to safely access the bus. We don't want a bunch of kids running back and forth across the road either. So we're coming up with some plans there, and we'll probably have some of our classified staff helping out in that arena so we don't have them running around the buildings. So creativity. Innovation. That's what we're doing.
Great. All right. New to this conversation, the general managers, I hope I'm getting your title right, of both the grocery stores and one of the hardware stores in town. We have Jim Floyd with Hammer and Weekon, and we also have Barry Morrison with Trading Union. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Both of you got up in front of the Borough Assembly and gave a little update. Maybe not everybody heard that last night. Maybe you could repeat that or give the latest from the standpoint of the stores in town. What's on the shelves, the supply lines, and what you know. Jim, you want to start with that one? Or?
Sure. One of the most important things that we want to get across together is that we really need people to not panic and understand that we're running into constraints from items that we're being restricted on because of the availability, and so we need some understanding. The other thing is that from order to delivery, it's a 10-day lead time. So if we can learn anything from the lower 48, is not to panic, run into the stores, and just wipe the shelves out, because that's not it's kind of counterproductive to the entire population. So between us, we have most everything covered. Realize you might not have your favorite brand available, but we do have substitutions. And the nice thing about competition is that my suppliers might be able to provide us for things that his can't, and vice versa. So in this case, it does benefit us to have more than one place to do business. We are like-minded. So one of the things that we want to encourage is, I've been asked about limited hours for seniors. Well, we can't guarantee the reduction of exposure. So what we want to encourage is people to actually do online or call in orders, and we will deliver. And the other thing that we talked about is, instead of just having a Senior Tuesday for seniors, we will extend the discount to the whole time this is going on. So that way we're not just having lots of deliveries just on Tuesdays. So I want to encourage that process too.
So you have a delivery system set up. People can just call, put in their order, and get it delivered anywhere in town.
Yes. Okay. Yes, yes. And we actually have set up a website, or I'm sorry, an email, I apologize. And it's groceries@hammerweekend.com.
Okay.
And as there is cases that come about, we have the next steps in place if that happens. Right now, we want to try to continue business as usual.
But you're not limiting hours or they're making other changes
at
this point?
Not yet.
All right. So it's still open to the public. Barry, how about you? Are there things to add? Are your shelves still well-stocked? I know toilet paper is getting low everywhere, isn't it, Rich?
Well, it is. right now, we're sitting in a very good spot, just as Jim is. Of course, we're getting shorted on a few items, but our suppliers took drastic measures pretty early to make sure that there was allocations in place. They've seen a dramatic increase in purchases due to the lower 48. So we've already got that list. We're working through it, making sure that we're not adding to that panic by overbuying anything that we don't need, and making sure our focus is on things that'll last the community and the staples that they need. We already went ahead and put out two that we have also created an email address for those that feel that they're at high risk or feel that they need to self-quarantine or just don't want to go out into the public. And ours has been tudeliveries@tradingunion.com. That way you can send in your orders. We, you know, right now we're doing deliveries twice a day, like always. We're ramped up and ready to go. If anything happens, we've already put plans in place to be able to change as the time dictates.
Okay. Are both of you having conversations like we are here about plans going forward for your businesses? I know the hospital and the school district are definitely in that, have already done that, but I know local businesses are getting in on that conversation now.
Well, he and I are in constant communication.
Yep.
I have regular meetings with my management staff to make sure that we're preparing for the next steps. But right now, I think it's important to understand that we are on united front. Because we're here as an essential service to the community, and that's the most important thing right now.
Okay, and we heard from Alaska Marine Lines that the supply chain won't be disrupted, and Alaska Airlines last night also saying no impacts, although they did anticipate reduction in other flights elsewhere. But so that was good to hear. Petersburg Medical Center, are you still on the phone line at the moment?
Yes,
just,
we are.
Just a quick question. Do you have any guidance among the people there in the room for private businesses or other nonprofits or public entities having this discussion about how to go forward and best steps to take, when to make decisions, et cetera?
This is Erin from Public Health, and my best suggestion is for businesses to go to the CDC website and click on the businesses guidance tabs that they have, and it goes through pre-planning, also during the actual event, and then after planning. So if people are like trying to get ready for this and they're a business, just go to the CDC website, and it's like right on the front page, and you've got different options. You've got like one that's like schools, one that's workplace, one that's hospital. So just go to their site and click on that, and you will get a dearth of information that will have lots of good suggestions. It also has flyers that you can put up for like in your break rooms and like when places potentially might look at downsizing or closing if they need to for businesses. That would be my best suggestion, is to go to their website and check that out. It's great resources.
Okay, great. Let me double check that I have the hotline at Medical Center written down right here. Is 772-5788. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Any more updates on the from your end anywhere in the room there on the phone line? We're going to take some other phone calls, but round the horn real quick from the Medical Center. Anything else important to highlight?
Not on the Medical Center side, but I know Public Health does.
Okay. Hang on.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that we've got a lot of people that are coming back into town, and so some of the recommendations we're hearing are, if you're coming back into town, you've been traveling in the lower 48, and you're in a household with people that stayed here in town, they're recommending that you sleep in a separate bedroom from the people that were already here in Petersburg, and that you use a separate bathroom for at least 2 weeks, just to make sure you're not potentially infecting, if you are infected, the people in your household.
Okay. Great. Thank you very much. We're going to hang up on them. Erica, other updates from your standpoint while I get the next caller on the phone?
I don't think so. Just the guidance that Aaron had mentioned, where we are getting daily updates on that for our own staff as well and people returning to town. So I think there will be some, probably honestly daily updates about that for our staff. So just for them, people out there listening in radio land, that they'll be hearing more about that.
Okay. Distance education is still the, is it the plan?
That's the goal.
Okay. All right. Yep. And what is that? Is that K through 12?
It'll be K through 12. Okay. Yes. Lots of opportunities and options there. So lots of work being done this week and next on that. So.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So more to follow. All
yep.
right. From the grocery stores, hardware store, more information you'd like to impart or things we have missed covering?
No, Gary? It's been... Everybody's doing what they can to make sure that the town's taken care of. Mm-hmm. Follow the guidelines that we're hearing. We're checking daily, too, to make sure that they haven't updated any of the guidelines or made them more stringent. You know, all we can do is work together as a community to make sure that people take care of each other like we always do. So we do that. We're all going to come through it just fine. And okay. No reason to panic. No reason to fear.
Okay. Also, I would just as a courtesy, just realize that these people that are working, you know, they're out there on the front, and give them a little extra attention and support, you know, because they have families, they're worried, and we can't shut down, you know, groceries, because it is an essential service, just like the police and the medical, and so just give them a little extra thank yous.
Absolutely.
Yeah, please.
Okay, we have another guest joining us from the other room. I'm not sure who this is. Welcome to the conversation. Who do we have here? Dave, are you there? Dave Berg? Let's see. Well, we'll work on getting him on the phone lines from Studio 2. We're juggling different rooms, different phone lines here. We're practicing social distancing, and it's a fun exercise in community radio here. So... while we're working on that, just a real brief from Sandy Dixon in the borough incident command. She wanted to note that the borough did sign that declaration of disaster emergency yesterday and the emergency ordinance. Parks and Rec Library also closed, and they're asking people to do stuff online or phone or Dropbox rather than in person at the borough. To work on that social distancing. Borough website has updates, and she also recommends the CDC Gov site for a great resource. And also her message too: do not panic, because we have enough goods and things seem to be taken care of. So that's the update from Sandy Dixon and the borough. Let's see if Dave Berg, are you on the phone line? Dave, we got you there. No, we're still trying. All right.
I thought I heard him.
Well, we can try to get him on a different phone line, I think, here in just a moment. But if you are out there in Radio Land, 772-3808 is our phone number if you have any other questions or comments. Final question to guests who are still around. Ideas for helping people in the community through this time that we're going through. I mean, if you have friends or neighbors, I've heard ideas of shopping for an older person who is at risk, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Are there other ideas like that that we can come up with as a community to get through this and make this a better time?
I would say that one of the other things that I would like to have a little bit more community conversation about is childcare. I think that is going to continue to be a challenge, not just for school staff, but I would also put in a plug for all of our people who are working in healthcare, and all of our people who are part of the essential services. Just as Barry and Jim are saying here, we need to support families who are continuing to work. And then we also, I think, need to recognize we have some families that are going to be struggling a bit because things are kind of closing, shutting down or limiting a little bit more. And so we're starting to hear a little bit more concern about that. I think just from a family perspective, I'm hearing a little more about that. So I think just some creative ideas out there for after our college kids come home and practice social distancing and stay away from people for 14 days, they could be a great resource for some childcare options. And so that was just one thing that I think I'm starting to hear a little bit more about that I'd like to just put out there. We could be creative, I think, as a community.
Good idea. Thanks. Let's see if we have Dave on the line yet. Dave, can you hear us all right? No. I think he's still not hearing us, but well, we'll keep trying with him. Anyway, thanks very much, guests. This is not the last update. You're welcome tomorrow as well to keep the community posted. Things are changing pretty much daily here, so we'll have our next conversation coming up tomorrow at just about the same time. You're listening to KFSK in Petersburg. All right, still listening to KFSK in Petersburg. We're getting our last caller back on the line just as an addendum to this show. Hello, Dave, are you on the phone?
I am on the phone.
All right. Welcome to the conversation.
Thank you. I've been on the phone, and apparently there's been some confusion as to whether or not I was actually here.
Okay.
So the question I have is there's obviously testing going on. How many tests have been sent out for people in Petersburg? And subsequent to that, what's our status at being able to test people and get results on testing right here in town, rather than having to send something out?
Okay, I don't have any of the guests with me, but I'm going to write that question down and try to get some answers on tomorrow's show. Is that all right, Dave?
Sure.
Best
yeah,
I can do so.
We're here standing by.
So. Okay, sounds good.
It's just kind of questions that I had, you know, about what was going on, and, you know, Nancy and I have been talking about it. So, yeah, if you could look into it, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Okay, Ross Nanook III is up next.